Hello, and welcome to Days of Our Lives, Mint's audio history series on liberalization and the ordinary man. Here, you will hear stories of how life changed for most people, be it the sunshine boy or the CEO following the reforms of 1991 in their voices.
Yesterday, you heard Biswapati Sarkar, the creative director of The Viral Fever, talk about IIT, Ma and cinema. Today, we bring you one of the earliest and the most iconic Ma of Indian television, Bhagwanti.
She was such a suppressed woman, you know. So I locked myself in a room with my tape recorder and I just used two words and a sentence that Mati kare beta nanhe, Mati kare beta nanhe, Mati. Then I used my theatre voice that should speak from your stomach. And then slowly and gradually it became Mati kare beta nanhe. That I said, okay, this sounds fine.
1984 is better remembered for the assassination of then Prime Minister Indira Gandhi and the riots that followed. But it is also the year that the first soap of Indian television debuted on our screens. Yes, much before Ekta Kapoor and the reign of the K-soaps, there was Hum Log, the story of an ordinary family living in perhaps the most ordinary milieu, a lower middle-class setup. Joyshree Arora played the role of a long-suffering mother of five in the show. The actress takes us through the craze that was Hum Log, how working conditions have changed over the years, and liberalization's impact on her life, both personal and professional.
I'm Joyshree Arora. You can call me Joyshree, okay? My age. It's bad to ask a lady her age, but since I have to say, I am 60 plus a senior citizen.
And how long have you been working in the industry?
Well, if you ask me stage, I'm working from the age of 4. Radio, I'm working from 1976. I started television in 1980 from Jalandhar Doordarshan. There was a play, Ittefaq Se. Mr. Devendra Goswami had directed that play.
And when you did Hum Log, how old were you then?
I was in my late 20s, I would say.
Hum Log, inspired by the Mexican soap Simplemente Maria, was the story of Basesar Ram and his family living in a Janata colony. Alcoholism, family planning and dowry, the story touched upon all contemporary social ills of that time. From an unemployed son, Lallu, to a daughter, Chutki, who wanted to be a doctor, the show spoke to nearly every section of the society and hence received somewhere around 50 million views per episode.
The characters were real. Every house, there was a Bhagwanti mother. It was a drunkard husband who had very ambition. I want to be this and I want to be that. Mother-in-law, very possessive about the son. So how to trouble the daughter-in-law. So they all were real characters. And Mr. Joshi, as a script writer, he really knew the pulse of the viewers, let me tell you.
Hum Log was... It's still remembered primarily because it was the most realistic representation.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. At that time, lower, middle and upper, it was there. Now there is, you can't call, you know, that difference is very, I can't say really where it is. At that time, Janata colony, it was a lower middle class, Janata colony, low. I would say they were very hand-to-mouth people. See, the Janata colony life was like that only. Things changed. Now, Janata colony life won't be like that. With computer and all, somebody will be doing very well. You see, now, you see, Jhuggi Jhopdis, you know, supposed to be all best of electronic goods are there. Everything is there. Huh? Now people go to Dubai, jase tase. Whereas Lallu had the dream of 700-1400. Now officer's salary is not 700-1400. Hum Log was very, it started off as family planning. Girls should be educated. But content was there. TRP business was not there at that time.
How would you know the popularity in those days?
As far as I'm concerned, nobody used to recognize me when I go. I am telling you one, two incidents I'll give you. One was a social function, party. So everybody was talking, "Arey, bada achha serial aa raha bhi ek Hum Log, Hum Log." So he said, "Which character do you like the most?" He said, "Oh, mother." I said, "Thank you." "Tum kyun thank you bol rahi hai?" I said, "Because I'm doing that role." She said, "Don't be stupid. Hum Log kari." I said, "Yeah, I'm doing that role." So that was the first time I realized how people love that character. We could never imagine, even no makers also couldn't imagine that we'll become overnight stars. I remember when I went to do Buniyad, the very 52nd episode I joined, 104 episode Buniyad, one journalist came and asked me, Bhagwanti ji, aapko Arundhati banke kaisa lag raha? Maine kaha jaisa Bhagwanti banke laga tha, because neither I am Bhagwanti nor I am Arundhati.
What about letters from, I heard hum log would get a lot of letters.
Arre baba re, that I will tell you something. That was something amazing. You know, people knew I was staying near India Gate, that area. The letter would come, Jai Shri Arora, India Gate, New Delhi, and the letters would reach me.
As the country prospered, so did the setting of storytelling on television. Soaps today, according to Joyshree, don't really reflect the realities of ordinary lives anymore.
These days, where is the middle class and lower middle class on television? Come on. They all have palatial houses. There's hardly any middle class. No middle classes. All are very affluent people on television. You see, I don't remember the show. And even if I remember the show, I will not tell you the name. So many a time I said, dekho, ye soti hai, iska ghungat vaisa ka vaisa rehta hai. Kam se kam, let me remove the spins and let her sleep. You know, whether dupatta is not on her hair, let's have that action. Ma'am, bilkul theek hai, don't worry. It's okay. So it's like this now. So if I want to survive, well, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. So theek hai, fine. There, you won't believe, hum log that year and a half, 4 saadiyon mein guzari thi maine.
Of course, working conditions are going to change over 25 years in television. With all the technological progress, is no different. From money to air-conditioned sets to double roles, Joyshree lists the ways in which things have evolved.
We were shooting in Aparna studio. It was fully air-conditioned studio. And I used to carry my answer sheets to check there. I would sit there. There was a charpai, you know, cot. I lie down and all. And every time they said, come on, aja, kidre, come on, aja. And I would go near that sad face. I'll go and it was not at all uncomfortable, mind you, because it was centrally air-conditioned. Now in the studios in Bombay, when you work, even very few studios are centrally air-conditioned, mind you. So whenever we are shooting, the Anaconda is there, but they have to switch it off because of that sound.
Oh, so that wasn't there then?
It was fully air-conditioned and there was no sound, no nothing. And it was multi-camera, my dear. 3 cameras, 4, 5 cameras were working together. We had to exactly perform like stage we do it. From one room to the other, that to the other, that to the other. Flat half an hour, we would finish one episode, you know. Well, when I started off, especially audio, there's to be a mic, you know, here and a long tail. So if I'm here, long shot, the tail would be seen. So the wire used to be hidden and things like that. From low band to high band to beta to digital to HD, you understand? Things have changed a lot. You know, I mean, we did one complete episode, I mean, which we can't do now. It's online editing used to be done. An editor was there, tuck, 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 tuck. And we had to know online, spit, pat, we would have rehearsals. So I am from that old school. But definitely, technically, television bahut aage nikal gaya hai na. I remember double role. One could never think double role on television. Now it's happening. Slow motion. Bhagwanti is running in slow motion. I was doing it at one place. Like this. You understand? Now slow motion, you know. Cameras are... Technically it has become so big.
And how many days does it take now to do an episode?
Now it is no episode now. They take now maybe 3-4 episodes and the scenes of that particular person. Before it used to be hum log, okay, if I'm doing hum log, I can't do anything, I can't go anywhere. I have to be here. When I'm required, they'll call me. That time 1984 started with 500 rupees per episode. And it was per episode, not per day. And many a time we finished 3 episodes. So about 3,000 to 4,000 rupees a day. My God, that was hell of a lot of money.
And what about the amount you earned? How many times is it more than from what you earned?
Don't ask.
Just an estimate so that we know how much lives
well,
have
many a time it is 30 times more maybe. It is per day now. It is never per episode. It is these days it's per day.
The reforms of 1991 led to many changes across the country. In the case of Joyshree, some of these were literally cosmetic. It also led to the television industry's base lifting to Mumbai from Delhi as private broadcasters started operations.
I can have all sorts of chocolates now. It was Cadbury's and Morton only. Now I can have these varieties of chocolates, I would say. Not only that, you know, I remember when I had to buy my Max Factor sticks for my makeup. Because we used to use Mi-Fi. So I asked my friends who were abroad, I would tell them, please, Max Factor ke sticks bhijwa do. And then sending was also a problem then, mind you. I can get everything now. I can get best of Mac and this, that and the other. Dharma, I can get it here.
And how did liberalization impact your life as an actress?
Well, I've got a lot of avenues. It was before it was Doordarshan. Now I can pick and choose. And yes, something has happened. Maximum television serials were made in Delhi. Television channels, and every day a new channel is coming up. I think it is for the future generation. It's just wonderful. And it is very organized now. Delhi, we were working for 18, 19 hours a day. Now Cinta has made 12 to 13.
Privatization of TV, the revolution that suddenly a lot of channels were coming. Do you remember the first time you got to know about this?
When I started seeing Tara, Z, and they said, yes, private channels are coming up and in a total revolution of television.
The changes were not just professional, but also personal. Joyshree, who lives in Noida, explains it further.
But mind you, prices have gone very high. Today, full cream milk is 50 or 52 rupees a kg. Full cream milk at that time, it was 5 rupees. Okay, mutton at that time was 6 or 10 rupees a kilo, something like that. Today, it is 500 rupees a kilo. So things have gone, my God, can't think of the price rise. So very simple life it was. I mean, a Fauji's daughter, but theek hai, we would go to the club, this, that, and the other. The five-star culture was not there. Restaurants and all these things were not there. People would walk then going to a gym or whatever it is, you know. Life was simple. Even for, why for Janata calling? For lower middle or for middle class people and also the upper class people. Because all this fancy food was not there. Koi a pizza, burger, it was not there.
How have you seen Noida change in these years?
It has changed tremendously. This road, you know, this road, GIP, yes. This was absolutely dark. Lights, you know, so erratic. Electricity was so erratic, I can't tell you. I mean, every house had two inverters. I mean, that's the first time I saw an inverter here after coming to Noida. And now the infrastructure, roads are beautiful. Malls have come up. Institutions have come up. The stadium has come up. So many malls. And in my house, I'm surrounded by 5 malls, Baba.
In this day and age of reality shows and become a star platforms, it is difficult to believe that acting as a profession, even till the 1980s, was looked down upon.
At that time, parents never encouraged, mind you. That's one thing. Acting was, rakho, function, that's a separate issue. Even for that matter, sports was not given priority. It was education. Padhai, study. Okay, if you're doing any sports and all, free time, sham ko jao, ek ghanta badminton khel ke aajao, kho-kho khel ke aajao. That's about all. There used to be games period. That particular period, you play games and you come back and study. Now, parents are encouraging their children that you become actors. And opportunities galore now with all these institutes and with auditions and with this reality shows. It's tremendous now.
Bhagwanti might not have the same recall as Tulsi for this generation, but she was a star of the first Indian soap ever. And who better than her to take us through the story of Indian television as it evolved over the last 25 years.